Good evening. Nice to see you, Mr. Mills. Nice to see you, Mr. Wagner, and others. Welcome back to New Hampshire. I hope you enjoy your stay this week. My name's Bob Baker. I live on Meriden Hill Road in Columbia, New Hampshire. I'm a country lawyer, and I love the state and its people. My concerns about the negative impacts of this proposed project are numerous, running from the tremendously adverse impact that this project would have on New Hampshire's scenic environment and beautiful landscapes, to the degradation of critical wetlands and fragmentation of forests and grasslands. I will leave the issues concerning wetlands, fragmentation, wildlife to others who are far more qualified than I. But those are genuine, serious concerns that I know you will study. We must keep in mind, first and foremost, that this project is not necessary to keep the lights on. It's a nice-to-have project at best, if you ignore all the environmental impacts that it will have on this state and this region. Northern Pass is for profit. It's a proposal made by Hydro-Quebec and Northeast Utilities that is first and foremost for the benefit of shareholders and the government of Quebec. It has certainly not been proposed to protect New England, New Hampshire, its people, its landscapes. We are a pass-through for this power to go to southern New England to be used if ever needed, for the purposes of the investors and shareholders of the project. It will help the Canadian job market for sure, but it will have an adverse impact on the many permanent jobs here in New England, where we are engaged in the development of renewable power in many, many different quarters. New Hampshire and its elected officials and citizens must protect its precious assets. Number one, if built, Northern Pass would incredibly damage the visible environment. 1,249 HVD structures, 309 new high-voltage AC structures, 747 replacement structures of the existing line, running 147 miles to Franklin and then another 40 to Deerfield. That is an impact. Number two, this project would only add to the vulnerability of our grid. We are extending and amplifying an already unreliable partner in Quebec who has caused some damage to our system recently. More on that will come after FERC studies the interruption in power in early July. And finally, this could not be additional imported power. It's simply not essential. There's an absence of meaningful alternatives in the Northern Pass proposal. Undergrounding, using the existing 2,000 megawatt line coming down from Quebec. I understand from many reports that 600 megawatts of that is not being used, and ISO New England is studying that. There are many other alternatives that are missing here, including the very important issue of undergrounding. Thank you very much.